بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سيدا شعر وبارك بالله حضرت اقتر صدر مانا شاحك محمد اختر صاحب نور الله مرقده لتائتل ایز میرا کوئی نئی آہ تیرے سوا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقاء زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقاء اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا میری دنیا قسم سو قمر کیا ہوا میری دنیا قسم سو قمر کیا ہوا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا میری کشتی کا ہے تو کی بس نہ خدا میری کشتی کا ہے تو کی بس نہ خدا تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا ہر سزا سے بری ہو کیا نا سزا ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا ورنہ اپنے اعمال سے
کرے اعمال سے بے نوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آتے رے سوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آتے رے سوا، اے خدا 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 اے خدا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dana Sheikh Adi Billah Rume Waqt Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, Hazrat has titled this beautiful bayan and presented in poetic form and teaching us what is the object and purpose of our life and the reality of Kalima La Ilaha Illallah, that a person comes in this world, he should realize who has given me my life, who is taking care of my life, in whose control is my life. When a person realizes this, then he will realize, Mera koi nahi, ah, tere siwa. That, oh Allah, you will take a deep sigh, whatever conditions come upon you, you will realize, ah, oh Allah, besides you, there is nobody for me. Who is there for me besides you, oh Allah? And Allah Ta'ala is the creator, sustainer, nourisher, Rabbul Alameen of the entire universe. Allah, as Hazrat explained in the first couplet, E Khuda. Khuda is a Persian word of Az-Khud, that being who is existing on his own, from ever, forever. So Allah Ta'ala is the one who has got control of everything. Allah Ta'ala knows every step, every movement of every creation of His. Allah knows our problems better than we ourselves. So a person should realize that I have come in the world not just to love my life and work, not just to pass my life. I have come in this world, Allah has created me as the best of creation for the best purpose, and to find Allah and to create this link with Allah Ta'ala. And for that also Allah has made all the arrangements. Allah Ta'ala has informed us that كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ, be what my true righteous pious servants. And the first greatest of all of them, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, and from among them the greatest Sayyidina Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have come in the world to teach us this reality. And this is actually the reality of La ilaha illallah. If we don't do the cause of La ilaha illallah, then we'll be still at the nursery stage, that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. We haven't understood, myself, haven't understood the reality of La ilaha illallah. Whereas La ilaha illallah is such a great kalima, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam himself requested Allah, oh Allah, I want a special dhikr, which me myself I've got special to make to you. Allah Ta'ala said, O Musa alayhi salam, recite La ilaha illallah. Musa alayhi salam said, O Allah, just everybody recites La ilaha illallah. Then Allah explains, O Musa alayhi salam, this is such a kalima that if you put it on the one side of the scale and the whole world and whatever it contains on the other side, kalima will outweigh it. This kalima is such a kalima that if you tie it, you make a ring, the whole world around this kalima, it will push, it will go through and go to the arsh of Allah. But provided we understand the reality of this. So Hazrat is explaining that this is the cause we have to do in our life. Today we are doing all causes which are just money waste and waste of time also. The real cause is that how to make my life and how to get connected to the creator of life. So Hazrat says, Mera koi nahi, ah, tere siwa. Taking a deep sigh, as you come in the company of the friends of Allah, and we start learning what is La ilaha, to take out all the negative factors. I thought that if I go to school and I get this degree, then I'll be on my way of life. I thought if I get this job, if I get that
position, I'll be on my way of life. Nothing like that. La ilaha. Empty all that negative thought. Illallah. And fill your heart, it is only Allah. When you get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah takes care of all your needs. And Allah knows our needs better than ourselves. And who can provide for us better than Allah? So Hazrat is saying, take that deep sigh. And oh Allah, besides you, who is there for me? And Allah is that kind being that Allah Ta'ala says, when any person is in distress now, who does he turn to? And who is the one who removes all his difficulties? أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. When a person muttar, he's in difficulty. Now he went to all outward sources and thought, no, this lawyer will solve my problem, or this doctor, or that person. And now you see, now, whereas I will be putting the cart before the horse, our first thing should go towards Allah Ta'ala. Our mind immediately, wherever you are, you don't even need a musalla at that time, immediately. And Allah Ta'ala then is asking us, now you went to everybody else. Ailahumma Allah? Is there any deity besides Allah? And deity is that great being who knows your necessity and can only fulfill your necessity. The whole world put together. Allah Ta'ala says clearly in a hadith which Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained, the whole world can try and help you, they will never able to help you. Only what Allah has decreed. They all can try and cause any harm to you, they can never. So Hazrat is saying that cry to Allah Ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, Ey Khuda, Ey Khuda, Ey Khuda, Oh my Allah, Oh my Creator, my Sustainer, who is there for me besides you? A person, if he's got a heart, and your wife tell you that who is there for me besides you now, you'll melt and you say, don't worry, I'll try and give you my full support. And if we say this to Allah Ta'ala, and we should be only saying it to Allah Ta'ala, that who is there for me besides Allah? And then a person realizes what is reality of life. Not that I got this position or I've got this car. Zindagi meri hai tera zikro lika. Or meri maut hai tujhse hu main juda. Then a person starts realizing reality of life when you come in the company of the people who know what is reality of life. The friends of Allah. Now you realize zindagi, my life is that tere zikro lika. When I'm making your zikr. And when you're making the zikr, and as we learn how to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and we start concentrating, lurking, you will feel Allah Ta'ala's company there. As Allah Ta'ala mentions in a hadith Qudsi, أَنَّ جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. I am the companion of the one who's making my zikr. What better companionship do you want? But that is when we come and learn the cause, how to get connected to Allah. This cause of La ilaha illallah, this reality has to come into my heart, all of our heart, and this yaqeen and conviction that what is this La ilaha illallah, such a great kalima Allah Ta'ala has given us. It works miracles, we can't understand. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us that when you don't do this cause, and you think I'll pass through my life for this degree and that degree, then remember, or marry more hai tujhse hu main juda. I'll be like a dead person when I'm separated from you. That now my mind is so engrossed in this business, my mind is engrossed in this degree, at that degree, worried I must pass this exam. Nobody can let you pass, can do anything without the will and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you disconnect yourself from Allah, and you can outwardly get connected to all the connections of this world, you will be living like a dead person. No peace in your life. No chain. And today we see the condition. Allah saved me, all of us. Outwardly people are driving smart cars, and but no peace in their life. No happiness. They are living in a miserable life. This is when we don't build our connection with Allah. And that type of life, what it will be? Hazrat says, Tere bin kyu andhera andhera hua. Meri dunya ka shams o kamar kya hua. That besides you, or without you in my life, O Allah, life seems just dark and dark, like there's no future for me. And like today, Allahu Akbar, young children are suffering from stress. What is stress? When we don't have Allah in our life. There's no sickness like stress. When we don't have Allah in our life, we don't teach our children about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then as Hazrat says here so beautifully, that this world that you have made a beautiful bright sun shining so brightly, the 14 full moon is so splendid, But what has happened to the sun, my sun of this world and my moon? Like there's no sun existing. I'm living in a dark life. Everybody in despondency, everybody in depression, etc. The solution is no psychiatrist, no psychologist. They just take you further back in life and put you more in darkness. When Allah Ta'ala sends the greatest personality to teach us that when you disconnected from Allah, Allah explains the picture at that time when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to the world, ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ, all types of darkness. People were the slaves of their passion and desire. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught them about the noor of Allah Ta'ala, and the noor of Allah Ta'ala penetrated the heart, then Allahu Akbar, then they became men and personalities that changed the whole world. And till today we have to read about these Sahaba radiallahu, these great personalities. We have got the pious servants like our chef to come and learn this. And Hazrat explains that in this path of gaining the love of Allah, obviously you'll have to go through some type of, for dunya we make lot of sacrifices. And we go through lot of difficulty and we gaining nothing. Really, we should give our whole life of sacrifices in this ocean of gaining the love of Allah. But when you do that, in the beginning it seems difficult. That Hazrat says, Behre tufani gham hai mukhalif hawa. Meri kashti ka hai tu hi bas na khuda. That in this ocean of gaining your love, then Hazrat has termed it so beautifully, gham, that worry. And what is the real worry? If a person got just one worry, Allah takes away all your worries. And what is that one worry? Oh Allah, are you happy with me or not? And that is, we should be doing what Allah wants us to do. Obey Allah's command according to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then in this ocean of gaining your love of Allah, there are a lot of storms that are blowing me in the opposite direction. But when a person realizes, don't worry of the storm, Meri kashti ka hai tu hi bas na khuda. Oh Allah, my ship is flowing in this ocean of your love. I want to reach you. There are storms that are blowing in the opposite direction. But when you are my pilot, no storm can turn me away. And that is what we come to learn here from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to build a connection with Allah. And we read the lives of the Sahaba, the pious servants. Difficulties outwardly came into their lives. They were human, they had human feelings, but they knew Allah is with me. Inna Allah ma'ana, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Allah is with us. The enemy can be right at your doorstep, looking at you, so to say, but they won't see you. Allah is with us. So this is what we have to build, myself, all of us. Allah has brought us here, we can't make enough shukr. We make this niyyah that Allah, let us learn this love of yours and how to get connected. Then when you start getting connection of Allah, and now you get eagerness to come to the house of Allah, and you try and be on time for your salah, etc. Now see, the whole darkness will change. What it will become? Teri rahmat ka khursid roshan hua. Har saza se bari ho gaya na saza. Oh Allah, I thought it was dark. The world is not coming to end. Like a knife, you got a pain, toothache, whatever. It's like the knife is not coming to an end. So like that, when a person is in turmoil in dunya, he thinks that life is not coming to an end. When you turn to Allah Ta'ala sincerely, make tawbah and turn to Allah Ta'ala, then Hazrat says that Allah Ta'ala, your beautiful sun of rahmat started shining now. Outside even it's dark, it's stormy, but you know Allah is in control of the weather. Allah is in control of conditions, and I was like that criminal, that all cases against me. But Allah Ta'ala says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا, oh those servants, and Allah calls us servants, that we breaking the laws of Allah. That's why our life is dark. But Allah says, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. You just come, connect yourself to the friends of Allah. They will teach you how to get connected to Allah. You'll see all their darkness will change into light. And not the light of this world, the light of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That noor will start shining. And now you'll see hope coming into your life. And then Hazrat explains, with all this now, even when you think now you connected to Allah, you're making zikr regularly, etc. The more you make the zikr, the more you realize it's not my zikr that can do my work also. It is only Allah's mercy. It is only Allah's kindness. And now you'll beg Allah Ta'ala after you make your ibadah and you'll make dua. Tere darya-e rahmat ka hai asra. Warna akhtar-e amal se benawa. Our Hazrat teaches us, Arif Billah was a great lover of Allah. Every moment in the thoughts of Allah, Yet he's saying, Oh Allah, tera jariyai rahmat ka hai asra. That, Oh Allah, I only have hope in your ocean of your mercy. When your mercy is Allah's mercy is pouring down. But if we don't come under the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, we won't get one drop of the mercy of Allah. But when you come in the company of the friends of Allah, and then you realize in the court of Allah, nobody is a write-off. Allah is there to change everybody's life. And then when a person realizes this, now you don't put your trust even on your amal. We have to do our amal, but realize where can my actions be accepted in the court of Allah. It is Allah's mercy, Allah brought me, and Allah Ta'ala, we got hope in the mercy of Allah, that is we try our best, and we realize it's not worth. And Hazrat takes his name himself, but for me and all of us to realize that my actions can have gotten, I've got no actions in reality. I just perform namaz, but where is my namaz? And the friends of Allah, their concentration, yet they realize that in the court of Allah, it is only the mercy of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala grant us this reality that kalima can come into our hearts.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem amma ba'd. The next chapter, chapter number 24, Muslim social conduct. This section deals with issues which are of great importance for the development of the ummah's social life. Without a healthy social life based on piety, there will be corruption, mistrust, and dissension in the community. There are certain factors which are essential ingredients for a successful communal life. Without these, a community cannot have hope to have love and unity amongst its members. Amongst these essential factors, one is consultation, mashwara. Consultation in the affairs should be based on honesty and true sympathy for the one to whom the advice is given. If there is no mutual trust among people, there will be no confidence on the advice given. Mutual trust, love and unity amongst people are possible only if people ensure that they do not cause harm, difficulty and discomfort for others, while at the same time they should be concerned to save others from harm and hardship. This attitude will bring about true unity and love among the individuals of a community. Consultation with others also facilitates the progress of mutual love and unity. Three essentials have been mentioned in the foregoing explanation, namely consultation, mutual relationship, and straight dealing. Some narrations will now be cited in this regard. Hazrat Ali ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, calmness in affairs is from Allah Ta'ala, and haste in affairs is from Shaitan. Consultation impedes haste, which leads to failure. By consulting with others, calmness is introduced into one's affairs. In such procrastination pertaining to worldly matters, there is worldly benefit as well as deeni benefit, since the deen has stated the significance of procrastination in mundane matters, in worldly matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that consulted the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in special matters, and when you have arrived at the decision after mashwara, irrespective of whether your decision conforms to the advice given or not, then have trust in Allah Ta'ala and proceed. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who rely on Him. The special matters refer to such affairs in regard to which no wahi and revelation has come from Allah Ta'ala, although they were important. Consultation has not been reported in regard to matters of trivial importance. This means important matters, you make mashwara, not small matters, there is no need for that. Allah Ta'ala says, they, the believers, their affairs are decided by mashwara, mutual consultation. The Quran Kareem praises the believers on account of the praiseworthy practice of mashwara, or consultation, by means of which they decide their affairs. The significance of consultation may be gauged from the fact that Allah Ta'ala ordered even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to consult with his Sahaba radiallahu anhum regarding matters of importance. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consulted with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in regard to the battle of Badr. Hazrat Maymun ibn Mahran radiallahu anhu narrated when no direction on an affair could be found in the Quran and Hadith, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would convene a gathering of intelligent and experienced men and make mashwara with them and consult with them. It is not incumbent on the one who seeks advice or consults with others to act in accordance with the advice given. The episode of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's determination to wage jihad
against those who refuse to pay zakat is ample testimony for this. In spite of everyone advising against the campaign, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu rejected the unanimous advice and acted in terms of his own decision. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that the consultants of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu were ulama, young as well as elderly ulama. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a brother seeks to consult, then give him advice. Some rules pertaining to Mashwara will now be mentioned. Inshallah, we will continue next week.